Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we were really good in a lot of areas tonight, and I think we're growing as a team, and I'm definitely proud of the way we defended them. This is the first team, you know, this year that we felt, you know, like we actually had a full scout on. They played two games, and all the other ones we kind of were figuring out on the fly. But this we, you know, we had time to prepare for them and watch a lot of video, and I think our team delivered on some things we wanted to do with our block, and then our service pressure was really unrelenting, and I'm so very pleased to get a win against a really good team.
Danny, you mentioned the block. You outblocked Arizona State 15-4. What did you like about your block and how the variety of blockers you had tonight
did? Yeah, when, you know, I thought Blair, you know, they run a lot of stuff through the right side. You know, they were trying to run a lot of slides, and obviously when they're in a 5-1, and then they like to run overhead a lot when they're in a 6-2. And I just thought Blair and Dagmar did a nice job. Bree came up with some big ones, and then also, you know, all zones I think we had. I don't think there was one zone we didn't have a few blocks in, so I think it was a team effort. But for some reason, Blair stands out to me as like she was. Okay, so I wasn't imagining that. Well, hopefully, it's just her getting back to being herself. I mean, she came, you know, back this summer playing with a lot of confidence. Through the preseason, she was, you know, our top outside offensively. And then, you know, just it didn't really happen for whatever reason the first weekend. And so, you know, definitely I think you can see how much better of a team are when we have, you know, two left sides that can kill the ball and we don't only need to rely on Liv. Well, what I'll say about it is, you know, Brooke was, she's a team player, and she was a little mad that I had her float serve yesterday. And she said, well, what serve do you want to work on this morning? I said, well, what do you want to do? She said, I want a jump serve. I said, well, then go prove it. So I would say she answered the call. And that was, it did not a lot of misses and a lot of pace. There was hardly one that didn't have a lot of pace on it. So, and it had a little tail, so I think we need more of that.
Brooke, not only was your serve on tight, like your attack and just moving the ball around, do you feel like you settled in a bit more compared to last weekend?
Definitely. I think just with the more and more practice we're getting every day, the more and more comfortable I'm getting with all my hitters. And then, you know, last weekend we were in kind of a pretty similar environment to this weekend. So last weekend was a pretty good preparation for this weekend.
Dan, what does this event say about the growth of volleyball in Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, I think we had something like 7,000 or 8,000 fans last night. And there's some other big stuff going on this weekend. So, I think it's great that, you know, that we're able to fill up arenas like this. And we appreciate all the fan support and want to tell them to keep coming.
How have you seen the landscape of Pennsylvania volleyball change since you first got
here? The obvious thing is, you know, when I got here, that was kind of the tail end of Penn State's, you know, incredible run of winning a bunch of championships in a row. And so I think having two, you know, top 10, top 5 teams in the state has been a really good thing. That along with just the growth of volleyball in general has been, it's a lot different than 13 years ago.
It's 5-0, 7-2 in the first set. Settler looked turned in your guys' favor at that point, and how much
of a bounce? Yeah, I think it's just like finding our groove and keeping the pressure on them as much as we can. Like we talked about going on our serving runs. I think we did a really good job of that, and especially defense too with our blocking and our defense. We just kept putting pressure on them and holding them to a low hitting percentage, which really works in our favor.
After when Arizona State's coach came in, he seemed a little distraught just with the way that you guys served and the pressure that you put on them. Did you notice that throughout the match after you guys started slow that kind of took a toll on them, the way that you guys served tonight?
I think so. Tough serving always puts pressure on the other team. It gets them out of system, which is a lot harder of a swing to get back on to our side of the net. So I think it definitely puts a lot more pressure on them, for sure.
Did you feel your jump serve was sharp tonight?
Yeah, you know, I was just telling Fish, after you get called for a foot fault, you kind of just got to really turn it on after that. So felt pretty good.
Henry, in the third set, it was kind of tied 9-9, just a lot of 10-1. Is that just a taste of what Pitt could do when everything is going as well as it's going?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the more we've practiced, the more we've grown and gotten better working as a unit. Obviously, we have a lot of new players, so it's just like finding the right pieces that work really well together. And I think that we showed that tonight, that we can be that team and just keep getting better by each game.
Yeah, other sports don't really do it, right? And I haven't historically done it. I think what it says is, and I hope this doesn't change, but I think there's still a camaraderie amongst the coaches in a sense that we all are willing to do what it takes to keep running the sport. You know, we're on the kind of the brink of really, I would say we're already mainstream, but like a really, you know, breaking through. And so I think there's just, we want to keep doing things that help the sport grow.
Coach, one of the things that jumped out there is when the head coach was out for the summer, you think your team was playing especially well?
Yeah, and that was kind of my – I thought we had too many attacking errors early, and that was one of the things I kept reminding them is, hey, if we hit in the block, we've been able to cover it. And that's something – you know, we want to be an aggressive team offensively, and so, you know, part of that is, you know, hitters are going to get blocked at times if you play that way. So I think we did a good job of covering, which gives our – hitters the confidence to keep taking big rips.
Coach,
That's part of every time we play anyone, is that we want hitters feeling like they don't have to avoid the block, that they can go right at it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I want my hitters to go up and have confidence that we're behind them every time. So, like, I'm telling them, go up and take a big rip. I'm behind you. And that's just instilling confidence in them that they can go up and swing because we're right there to cover them.
Yeah, sometimes we call covering defense off the block. So we look at it as a defensive skill.
Is it like volleyball in terms of, like, way of rebounding?
There is an art form to rebounding, so yeah, for sure.
Emery and Brooke, I asked Blair to rebound yesterday, but you guys got to experience your first post-game club where you could stand. It's a long time tradition. It's been a long time. It's been around a couple of years. What was that like for you guys to get to do that? And I'm Brooke, I got to ask people about the warm-up.
I think it is so fun just to be able to interact with the band. You know, they're here for us at every game. So it's kind of nice to be able to get along with them and do that dance. And it's also just a way for us to express ourselves, too. But I think it's so fun.
Yeah, I agree with that. Me, Fish, and Bree went to the end of one of their practices last week, and we got to talk to them. And it's just so cool just how much they love and how much they, like, support us. So having them behind us just makes us be able to want to play for them. And I think it's really fun getting to do that at the end of the game, too.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.